Good evening and welcome. This is the hybrid special commission meeting of June 28th, 2021 to discuss the city manager's June 27th, 2021 declaration of a state of emergency relating to the Champlain Towers building collapse and take action with regard to any extension thereof and all associated measures. So during this hybrid special commission meeting, the city commission is physically present in the commission chamber at City Hall. The public's encouraged to attend the meeting virtually. However, members of the public who wish to attend the meeting or provide public comment in person may appear at the commission chamber. While at City Hall, members of the public are strongly urged to wear facial coverings and observe social distancing, consistent with CDC guidelines to limit the spread of COVID-19. So to participate and provide comment, although there is unlikely going to be any public comment, virtually during the special commission meeting, you may visit the Zoom app on your smart device or on the web at zoom.us, or you can listen by telephone at 301-715-8592, or this number is toll-free, and I'll repeat it, 888-475-4499. That's 888-475-4499. Now, you need to know the webinar ID, and I'm going to repeat that, so have a pen to write it down. 813-928-5767, pound. That's 813-928-5767, pound. So if you're going to speak, although, again, I don't think we'll have any speaking, but if you were to speak and we were to allow it, you would have to hit the raise hand icon on the Zoom app or star 9 on the telephone. So with that, I will ask Chief, why don't you come up and lead us with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we begin the meeting, you know, it's impossible, obviously, to capture the grief and despair in our community. The ordeal of the families and friends who the whole world is watching is unbearable. I think probably everybody in this community is no more than one degree of separation from many of the families that were there, but watching them is really just hard to explain in words. So if there ever was a moment to take a moment of silence or a place to do so, it would be this week and it would be in this community. So let's take a few minutes of silence and prayer to think about all those impacted by this tragedy, those lost, those unaccompanied, for their grieving families and loved ones, and for those brave first responders coming to their aid for rescue or comfort. So let's take about 2 minutes to think about that. Thank you, colleagues. So we're here today because we need to approve an emergency declaration from yesterday, making it active through our July 28th meeting. Mr. Clerk, you want to tell us, want to cue this for us?
Yes, sir. R9A is discuss the city manager's June 27, 2021 declaration of a state of emergency relating to Champlain Towers building collapse and take action with regard to any extension thereof and all associated measures. I also want to inform that item R9B is being deferred.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Clerk. So what we're going to do is Champlain Tower is literally on our border, so obviously there's a lot going on there that is impacting our city. So Lena's going to go over what has happened vis-a-vis our city and what we've been doing for our next-door neighbor, what to expect, and what we are doing immediately for our own buildings, especially as that relates to our recertification process. Lots of residents have reached out. They want to know. They have a lot of questions. I just want to let everybody know we're going to take an informed and methodical approach to this, and not one based in panic, but one based in reason. We'll talk a little bit today also, I'm sure, about the July 4th holiday that's coming and how to respect the ongoing and solemn nature of this tragedy during the 4th of July. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Alina. And I want to just, first of all, thank Alina and a lot of the staff that have been out there. You all don't know. I said a moment ago, everybody's within one degree of somebody there. You know somebody who knows someone, or your children or family members know somebody. Our manager has had friends who were in that tower, and as does Michelle Berger and others in our own city. So it's not as if this is some faraway city. It's literally on our border. But our staff have been there, and I just wanted to thank Alina, because I know how personal it's been. And Michelle Berger, my chief of staff, who spent a lot of time working with the families over the last few days. I also want to just thank Chief Virgil and the incredible efforts of his team who've been out there working and really under incredibly tough conditions, both physically and emotionally, for a community he knows very well. So thanks to all the first responders. So Alina, the floor is yours.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and honorable commissioners. First and foremost, I want to say that every single member of the City of Miami Beach family stands united with the victims of this horrific tragedy, as well as with their families, and we stand prepared to do anything and everything that we have to do to support them and to support the response and the rescue efforts, and we have from the moment of the collapse. It's important for everyone to understand the role that we play in this response. Miami-Dade County is the lead agency, and as in that regard, they are the incident commander. This has turned into a massive multi-jurisdictional and multi-agency response. The command village, as it's being referred to, that is the footprint of the assets that have been deployed and are there participating in the response is significant, and it is predominantly in our city. And again, today is really about approving this emergency declaration. It's important that the declaration be in place for purposes of all of us being able to get reimbursement from our federal agencies for purposes of all of the work that's being done. I will walk you through the specifics of how we are participating, but again, I can't stress enough the capability, the expertise, the professionalism of all of our staff. There isn't a single person that I've called at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and asked them to respond that hasn't been ready, willing, and just done an incredible job. It is a very difficult process and a very painful process. I'm going to start with our fire and police department. I think it's no secret to everyone that we were probably, if not first, second on scene. Our troops, our crews responded at 1:29. Our fire department was there a.m. Our police department was there at 1:27. Our police department responded with over 25 units. Our fire department responded with rescue and engines, and participated in the evacuation of the neighboring towers and anything and everything that needed to be done at that moment. In addition to that, our fire department has provided equipment, aerial reconnaissance, technical equipment to be, again, available and ready to assist in whatever way possible and whatever way needed to be responded to. In addition to that, every single day we have had members of our fire department that are part of the urban search and rescue team on site and participating in the rescue mission. In addition to that, members that are not part of the urban search and rescue team, but members of our fire department are there collaborating and participating in the removal of the debris and the rescue effort. Again, we can provide any additional information. Our fire chief is here and available. Our police chief, I believe, is available via Zoom. He is very busy on site as we speak. And while, again, they responded immediately and assisted in creating the perimeter that secured the assets that had to come in immediately onto the scene. From that moment forward, they have been responsible for coordinating all of the emergency needs that were coming out of the Dade County Incident Command structure. We are responsible for all the traffic management and coordination of the traffic management in the surrounding area. They are providing logistical support in furtherance of the rescue effort. We have a mobile forensic unit that's on site, and we are supporting the crime scene investigation of all the activities. Let us not forget that at the end of the day, this will be a crime scene, and it is being treated as such, and it's being processed as such. So the evidence and the protection of the evidence is critical to the process. Because the footprint of the command village has become as large as it has become, many operational departments of the city are supporting that effort. Our public works is providing operational support, everything from backup generators to whatever needed to be done to prepare all of the adjacent parking lots, all of the areas that had any type of, if we had to clear vegetation, if we had to dewater in any way, if we had to provide any support for the staging of everything that is happening in the surrounding area, we did that. Our sanitation department is, again, God bless them. I mean, they're there clearing everything from whatever has to be done to support bathroom needs to litter to, waste collection, anything that the site needs. Our green space management team is there. Our engineers are supporting any GIS and technical information that the emergency management operation from Dade County needs. And they, together with our environmental team, are supporting any needs that need to be coordinated with Miami-Dade DERM in terms of the discharge of the water underneath the building. Our parks and recreation team, and John Rebar is here, is prepared, and we've made the decision today to assist the families and the residents of the town of Surfside. There are many Surfside facilities that are being impacted and used for, again, purposes of the response. So I've made the decision to allow the residents of Surfside to use our facilities for the next 60 days as if they were our residents, because they are our part of our family and they are our neighbors, and we've made that decision. Parks is supporting North Beach. Oceanside Park is currently being used as a village. It is housing the multiple agencies, the urban search and rescue teams that are here. And so our Parks Department has been supporting them in every need that they have, from staging to perimeter control, anything that they need. We are providing that and providing maintenance and janitorial services to the entirety of the park. In addition to that, obviously, they're doing everything that we need to support any adjacent facilities that we need for purposes of being able to support the extended command center. Our tourism and culture department has been in the thick of it, having to cancel and postpone events that were in the area and scheduled for the area. Most of you know at this point that I made the decision to cancel our 4th of July festivities, both at North Beach and anything that we were supporting in South Beach. At this point, I think all of us understand the magnitude of what we are going to be supporting for quite some time, and we believe that our resources are better spent being able to support what's happening at Ground Zero, and we intend to do that. So both fireworks shows have been canceled at this point, and all the festivities surrounding the 4th of July, both out of respect for these families and, quite frankly, the logistical support that we have to continue to provide to the scene. Our facilities and fleet management department, again, very engaged in providing generator support, fuel trucks, anything, any staff that we needed to have on standby. Our capital improvements department has had to make decisions relative to North Beach and the beach walk and construction, and we've had to make some decisions to delay some of the notices to proceed to make sure that, again, we are making sure that it's not just that the site is secure, but that the logistics of bringing any additional resource into the area at this point is just not advisable. Our parking department is supporting in whatever way they need to support. Our transportation and mobility department is cooperating and working alongside police for the maintenance of traffic and all of the surrounding areas. We have streets that are closed in the immediate area. They are coordinating all the messaging that has to take place. They are coordinating coordinating the rerouting of the Miami Beach trolley service. There's just a whole host of logistics involved in the impact, the footprint, and the impact to the area. And we, the Transportation Mobility Department, along with our Communications Department, is supporting all of that. Our Communications Department and Melissa has been on scene with me every single day. We are posting all relevant information and cross-referencing our information with the county information to make sure that we're reaching every member of our community and that they have the latest information. Responding, obviously, to media inquiries, providing text alerts, and helping with the photographic documentation that's going to be necessary for purposes of FEMA reimbursement. Our emergency management department is activated, fully activated, and doing all that they need to do to be prepared to deal with this kind of an emergency. And in addition to that, they are supporting Miami-Dade County Emergency Management. There is a very formal protocol in terms of requests for resources, and that protocol has been activated. And so we coordinate that request for resources through our emergency management department. Our technology team is supporting us as well. Our legal team, thank you very much, has been available to me at whatever hour of the night I needed to talk to them, and obviously drafted the declaration of emergency on Sunday so that we would have everything in place. In the beginning, quite frankly, I was told, and I asked the specific question, was Mayor Cava's emergency declaration enough? And we were told by the Deputy Director of the Florida Department of Emergency Management that it would be helpful for each city to have an independent declaration, and that's when I made the decision on Sunday to go ahead and do that. Our building department, I've been in touch with our building official from the moment this happened, and together we decided that it was important to make sure that we reviewed every property that we have in the 40-year recertification process immediately. We have 507 properties in that process. We have, for the record, over 5,000 commercial buildings in what is Miami Beach proper, but 507 of them are in some stage of the recertification process. I have asked our building official to send inspectors out to do what, quite frankly, in this first week is going to be a very cursory visual review. To date, as of today, we have completed 130 property visits. I have also asked, and Anna is in the process of formalizing a letter that is going out to all of those properties asking for updated preliminary inspection reports within the next 21 days. In the abundance of caution, I've asked Anna to work with our consultants, our pool consultants that we have in place, to make sure that we have structural engineers available to us to be available to respond. The obvious thing that is happening is that we have a lot of residents concerned about the buildings that they're currently living in, whether they're part of the 40-year recertification process or not. And in order to be able to keep up with the volume that we expect that we will be getting, I've asked Anna to make sure that we have that capability. And then prospectively, once we get past this moment of response, I think you can tell that we're all very engaged and very busy, but once we get past this moment of response, we will be reviewing the county and the city code to be properly positioned to be able to make recommendations to strengthen our process in whatever way. We always want to learn from every experience, and obviously we want to improve every process that we have in place. Mr. Mayor, that concludes my report. It goes without saying that, again, we stand ready and prepared to do anything and everything that we have to do to support the rescue and response.
Thank you. We're going to hear from the commissioners. I want to put us in the right posture. So what we're going to be voting on in a moment, members, is an emergency declaration, R9A, which we have to do technically according to those that know, in order to make sure that we're in good posture for future reimbursement and other whatever else we need to do. I want to thank Colleen. Friday morning, I was in her office, and she had all the building officials there, you know, really going over an inventory of the buildings in our city. I know a lot of other places were talking about taking action and things like that, and it's important that everybody does, but I was very impressed that almost immediately we had our own officials going out to the group that was most at that point, because they're in the midst of the certifications that we felt were most in need of just some checkup. I would also, in addition to R9A, I think I should advise you all that it's very likely that the county is going to be putting together some kind of review of the county code, which is really what we rely on. I would just, I don't know that we need to authorize Elena to do this, but I certainly would if we need to. If to the extent that the manager wants to assemble any experts that would help her and advise her, whether they be engineering experts or people who have experience in the contracting process or, frankly, from the government side. I'd urge us to approve that if it needs to be, so that as we go forward, I think we have to look. A lot of our residents are obviously deeply concerned, who wouldn't be when they see something like this happen so nearby. But I think we've got to have an informed and reasoned approach, not one that's that's based in panic or something. I think we need to really take it in a smart way. And so, whatever you need, whether it needs to be a motion, I don't think we need to do a motion, but I certainly would urge everybody to think about that. So let's go. I know some of the commissioners want to speak. Do you want to talk before we vote on R9A, or you want to? Okay, go ahead, Commissioner Gongora.
Okay. No, thank you. Thank you, Mayor and City Manager, for that very thorough report. Like all of the residents of our city, we are all torn apart by this terrible incident. Many of us live in high rises. I happen to be one of them. So all of us woke up looking at the news thinking it's impossible that this could have happened to us. So we need to do everything we can to prevent another tragedy like this. I want to commend you, as well as all of the city departments that you referenced, because you really sprung into action very quickly for our neighboring city. I know that you've been out there nonstop, as have been many of our city employees, lending whatever type of aid we can to the city of Surfside. So with this measure, as I understand it, and I'm going to move it because, yes, of course, we want to extend your emergency authority. As I understand it, you have the right to act for 72 hours, and then the commission needs to extend that period. And you need that authority because we're doing things. We're closing North Shore Open Space Park to allow the rescue crews and other teams to set up there. We need to have a state of emergency so that we can get reimbursement potentially from FEMA for the cost and overtime and other expenses that our city is incurring. So we all do that. And yes, I think within the state of emergency is the comments that the mayor made about doing whatever you think we need to do, whether that's follow the county, participate in their audits of the 40-year assessments, whatever you need to do to make sure that we are part of a process of making things better. And yes, we need to learn from this terrible tragedy. We're not going to discuss and take action on any of these items, but I do think it's important that we move forward and really do a thorough review of the certification process. I personally believe it'll be weeks, if not months, before we really know the total cause of what happened at Champlain Towers South, so none of us can jump to conclusions. But I think many of the conversations we've talked about having, should 40-year certifications happen sooner than 40 years? Who should be authorized to do them? Should there be some type of subterranean component? Should we be looking at the infrastructure or the impact of neighboring development? These are all questions that we're all going to work together as a community to get answered, and we will be stronger and safer as a result of it. One of the things that I wanted to ask the manager to do today is I had the opportunity to speak with our Senior Affairs Committee this morning, and a number of our senior residents representing their buildings are scared because they live in low-income buildings, they live on high-rises, and this is our most vulnerable population. So I wanted to ask, as well as the 40-year certification buildings, if you would also ask the building official to reach out to the high-rises that house our low-income seniors, regardless of whether they are in that process yet. You know, now they're scared. One person mentioned to me they saw a leak in their building. Another mentioned they saw a crack. With everything that they're seeing on the news today, they're living in great fear. So I would like for you to please consider including them in whatever processes that you do. And I see you pushed your mic, so I'll let you speak.
Yes, we would be happy to do that. I can report that the buildings that fall within our jurisdiction have completed their 40-year certification process. I double-checked that with Maria Ruiz earlier today.
Excellent. And to the extent that I may be a resource to the city on any of these issues from a condominium law perspective, I would be happy to help since many buildings do go through this process and we're all going to need to learn how to make it better so that our city can improve as a result of this tragedy.
Thank you. I want to just make sure we clarify, Rafael, this will extend us to the next meeting.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, which is July 28th, and when you're ready, I have the motion to read in to the record.
Okay, well, you've moved it, Commissioner. So Commissioner Gangor has moved it. Why don't you read it in so we can put it in the file?
Sure. So this would authorize the manager to extend the declaration of a state of emergency with the initial extension for a period of 7 days in accordance with state law commencing at 12 a.m. on June 30, 2021 and ending at 11:59 p.m. on July 6, and authorizing the manager to continue to extend the emergency for additional increments if necessary, which would commence at 12 a.m. on July 7th and end at 11:59 p.m. on July 28th.
Okay, so just so everybody's clear, this extends it to our next meeting. I don't think there's any of us would disagree with that. Anybody have any issues? Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Minor. So show it done without objection. Anything else? No, the thing that I'd mentioned, we didn't memorialize that. I guess we could, if we wanted to, simply authorize the manager to expend the necessary resources, whether they be funds or commitment of our human capital, to whatever she needs to be part of any review of our recertification process, our building process, in the way that we've spoken before. Is that?
Yes, sir. That's directly related to the matter at issue.
Is whether there are measures we need to implement in order to keep our residents safe. You get it. Okay, everybody okay with that too? Show that done without. Yes?
Commissioner Richardson has his hand raised.
Okay. Commissioner Richardson, you're recognized. Thank you for participating. I don't have a computer, so I didn't see your hand raised.
Oh, no problem, Mayor. I know that I can't vote formally because I'm away, but I wanted to participate remotely, and the city and the community of Surfside has my full support as well. So thank you for allowing me to zoom in on this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Okay, Commissioner Minor.
Yeah, I think you said it well, Mayor. We're kind of all one degree of separation. I have friends who lost parents, children, grandchildren. It's beyond belief. You know, I think, and Alina said, well, we're ready to help in any measure we can. We're doing it already, but obviously, whatever we can do to help comfort the families and help women, they're still in a search and recover. You still have to hope and pray. But I think we're also talking about strengthening the laws, and we do generally. I think we currently adopt the state and county laws, but I'd like to explore, and we're probably, and I think they're going to strengthen the laws. But I also wanted to touch on a couple of things that maybe weren't mentioned today. One is the enforcement. All the laws in the world are great, but if you don't have the proper enforcement, they don't mean that much. So I think I'd like to look at also how we're enforcing this and whether we have enough teeth into when there are violations. And also the transparency. One of the things I hear a lot about from residents, not just now, but in general, is that it's hard for them to know what's going on in their buildings. And I think, and we're hearing some of that a little bit, I don't want to get too much into the specifics of Champlain, but what's required for boards to disclose to their unit owners and potential renters as well, whatever it may be. So I think these are all areas we can look at and potentially make some significant positive changes.
Thank you. Commissioner Samuel.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you to you and the manager for the update. We meet today under the saddest of circumstances, and we're also grateful for all the efforts that are being made to make the best of this such horrific circumstances. I just want to briefly add my thanks to our entire team for everyone who's out there. You could just see from all of the updates how many departments have been involved, our first responders and more, doing everything. We obviously will do anything we can to support the people who've been impacted by this tragedy. I also want to compliment the manager on a couple specifics that I think the public should note, is that we are looking at the buildings, if I heard right, 507 buildings that are part of this 40-year certification. We're doing that work right now. It has been ongoing, but we're doing an extra check is how I interpret it. I thought that was very smart and proactive. And then, as my colleagues mentioned, you know, if there ever was a time to look at the process, it's now. You know, do certain buildings perhaps warrant earlier than 40 years, after 40 years? What is the proper checkup? What type of notice should be given to residents as to what's been transpired? There's obviously a range of issues. We're not here to do that today, but clearly that's a conversation the county wants to have, that we want to have. And I just also want to tell the manager how much I appreciate the ongoing communication. It's the first time we've come together in a body, but we have been thoroughly briefed throughout, and we appreciate that. And thanks to our team for doing the best under such horrific circumstances. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Steinberg.
Thank you. Well said, everybody. As you know, I had an item earlier today that I deferred. I placed it as a vehicle for potential legislation, and we'll be working closely with our city administration and our legal department, our building department, on recommendations for best practices. You know, we should always strive to look for best practices. You know, like many, I'm also a condo dweller, and I just want to let everybody know, I think we all agree that our hearts are with Surfside today and always right now. And I want to also personally take this time to thank our first responders. I know, Alina, I saw you there personally. I was there. I saw you and Melissa and Michelle on the ground. I saw our police, our fire. I saw county agencies, federal agencies, state agencies. And it's you know, firsthand seeing them all work together is definitely, over the course of the last few days, has been something that is just very emotional, and you know, I thank you, and we pray for the families, and we look forward to legislation that will continue making us strive for best practices.
Thank you, Commissioner. Okay, Alina, you got anything else for us? Can I adjourn the meeting?
No, Mr. Mayor, just again, there aren't words to really properly describe the pain and the pain of even the work that our first responders, more than anybody, our firefighters, our police officers, right there in the thick of it, and all throughout the county, just very painful time.
Listen, thank you all for really heroic efforts under the most difficult of situations. Meeting's adjourned.